This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Post Malone set a new record for most streams in a week and established the best-selling week of 2018 as the rappers Beer Bongs and Bentleys topped the U.S. charts. The album sold 461,000 units in its first week, with the majority of that total the result of a record-breaking 288,000 streaming equivalent albums. That beat the previous record holder, Drake's More Life. Sorry, Drake. Pregnancy comes with a lot of ups and downs. Unfortunately for Cardi B, one of those cons is crazy dreams, and she's not a big fan, claiming that her dreams are weird, crazy, and spooky. The other thing she doesn't like about pregnancy is many of her dreams are also the vivid sex kind. Well, according to doctors, vivid pregnancy sex dreams are common. Well, what's my excuse? Taylor Swift made a fan's wildest dreams come true. The singer stopped by the Arizona Burn Center in Phoenix to visit 8-year-old Isabella McCune, who was severely burned when a fire pit exploded on St. Patrick's Day. Isabella had said on social media that Swift's music calms her down while doctors spend hours changing her bandages every day. Taylor heard about it and came through. Swiftly. Sorry. Ken Jeong was doing a comedy set in Phoenix when a lady had a seizure in the third row. At first, he thought it was a heckler, but then Ken hopped off the stage and rushed to the woman's aid. He cleared the area and attended to her while paramedics arrived. Lucky for her, Ken got his medical license back in the 1990s. Actually, I thought it was his act that caused seizures. Nicki Minaj just got sued by Isaiah Simon, an artist who says he's the creator of the inverted heart design that Nicki uses on her t-shirts, which is a drawing of two big boobs in a bra or bikini. He claims he's used his on I Love Venice Beach merchandise, and he copyrighted the heart-shaped design in 2015. Fans can purchase the I Love Nicki shirts on UMG's website, but he wants that shut down now. Midway through its first season, TV show Killing Eve has seen an increase in viewers every week, growing a total of 33% since its premiere episode on April 8th. Starring Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer, Killing Eve centers on two women, an M15 security officer, and a clever, cunning killer. If you haven't seen it, check out Killing Eve on BBC America. One day after Kanye made his controversial statement about slavery, he headed to Wyoming with wife Kim Kardashian to put the finishing touches on the 5 albums he's making. Kanye and his crew are the resort's only guests. The place is a virtual ghost town with just some managers still on the resort property. Oh, and it costs just $5,000 per night. Kanye chose the hotel, just like slavery. Simon Cowell of America's Got Talent returns to Judge Season 13 along with Heidi Klum, Mel B, and Howie Mandel on May 29th, along with something new, a face. Cowell visited a cosmetic surgeon who sewed bioplastic-infused thread into his face and neck and tugged it to get rid of sagging skin. The procedure costs $2,700, but it gets rid of sun damage, he hopes. The man going after the Stranger Things creators for allegedly ripping off his idea claims he's getting threats from angry fans, so he's dropping his efforts to shut down the show. And they started right after he filed his lawsuit. He doesn't specify the threats, but they're bad enough that he's decided to drop his demand for the show to be pulled off the air. Wow, maybe he should buy a wig and, move. Mel B and ex Stephen Belafonte are still in a mess after their nasty divorce. The former couple owes $250,000 in back taxes and were hit with a massive tax lien for their 2016 income. Mel B filed for divorce from Belafonte last year after a decade of marriage. She accused him of domestic violence as well as cheating on her with her girlfriend slash nanny. 50 shades of yuck. Rapper G-Eazy is grateful but embarrassed after being convicted of assault, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest following a nightclub brawl in Sweden last week. G-Eazy said, quote, "Embarrassed and apologetic beyond words about the incident, but above all, I'm so grateful they let me go," unquote. He had to pay a fine and the guy he punched and 2 years probation. Gee, idiot. Who's ready for a new Bill and Ted movie? Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will be filming a third movie, Bill and Ted Face the Music, written by the franchise's original creators. "We couldn't be more excited to get the whole band back together again," Keanu and Alex said in a statement. The original Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came out in 1989. Some things are better left in the time capsule. Kevin Hart showed up on a movie set with his friend JT and got him a part in his film, moving the actor that was supposed to play his buddy into the background. Kevin worked on at least three other projects where he made sure JT was given roles to star alongside him. Now JT's facing two felony extortion counts for trying to blackmail Kevin into paying for a sex video. Now that's gratitude, idiot. Four more women have come forward with allegations of sexually abusive and inappropriate behavior by R. Kelly, who already has multiple similar accusations against him stretching back more than two decades. One woman claims her daughter has been brainwashed and is still involved with Kelly's alleged abusive cult, which we first reported in July. R. Kelly, your nine lives are just about up. The Trash Bin. Looks like Chloe is staying with Tristan Rogers. Yep, 3 weeks after giving birth to daughter True, amid a swirling cheating scandal, Khloe Kardashian showed up at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland to support baby daddy Tristan at a Cavs home game. The next day, they had lunch together with friends. Unbelievable. Well, guess Khloe is a forgiving soul, but better keep an eye on him.
The news wrap-up.
Disney Studios saw $2.5 billion in revenue for the quarter, and that has to do with the success of Black Panther. Google plans to verify the identity of U.S. political ad buyers. Instagram is making it easier for customers to talk to businesses and book appointments. Gmail, using a feature called Smart Compose, will soon be able to finish some sentences for you, like, "You idiot!"
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avengers Infinity War is the number one film for the third week.
The number one album.
Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys holds on to the number one spot for the second week.
The number one app.
Facetune is the new number one app.
The number one book.
James Comey's A Higher Loyalty is the number one book for the third week.
Austin Richard Post, better known professionally as Post Malone, is on top of the world right now at 22. Raised in Grapevine, Texas, he first charted in 2016 with his single White Iverson. Then, his debut album Stony featured the single Congratulations, which went top 10 in the U.S. His new album Beer Bongs and Bentleys was released in late April and features the number one single Rockstar with 21 Savage. The album has broken several streaming records and has the biggest first-week sales of 2018. From the album Beer Bongs and Bentleys, here's Post Malone with the song of the week, Better Now.
I did not believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band song. You're not even speaking to my friends, no. You know all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Johnny's Johnny. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget, but I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know
that's Post Malone with the song of the week, Better Now. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.